Testing 1, 2. Test. Just keep on keeping on, brother. Keep on keeping on. Look, there is Karen Bryant. The young lady that does the Ultimate Fighter talk show. What channel is this, Fox? Is it Karen Bryant? I met her when she was at CNN. Great lady. And she had the same, at the time, David Katz was my agent, and he represented her as well. And she was such a sweetheart. She brought me on a show to give an opinion about something, and it it didn't go well because they were expecting me to be serious, and I wasn't. And it's, I don't know, man. there was a time where people would take what I did, and they would take what I did, and they say, "Well, oh wow, let's put him on TV and see if he can do the same thing." Well, it wasn't really the same thing. I don't mean doing a TV show, but necessarily, but like on a news show or something, they want me to do shtick. I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't even know what I was doing, you know. I was just doing it. I got into radio because I liked the way it sounded. But the thing that convinced me was when I rode my little bicycle over to KRLA Radio in Pasadena, California, at the age of 12, and I looked through the glass, the double glass, into the studio, and I watched Casey Kasem just, and this is Casey Kasem, and we got another great song, you know. And the cat, I said, this guy is... You know, like anybody would say, this guy's making a living. This is the easiest gig I've ever seen in my life. Playing rock and roll, talking to people, just, yeah, you know. What could be bad about that? You know, my natural smartass instincts took over, and I started to fuck around with it, yeah. But still in all, I didn't want to work that hard. Doing what I did was not hard work, you know. I just, General Shaw, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Phil.
Let's get some callers here. And,
okay.
You know, and so it just kind of went along like that. And I made the wrong assumption that, because I knew it was going to be successful, but I made the wrong assumption that people on radio would know what to do with it. And they didn't. And I'm not blaming them because it was such a unique product. But I'm saying all that to say that, oh, Christ, it was, you know, I never wanted to work that hard, ever, ever. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, shit. Oh, man. All right, so I got Vernon Dozier here.
You know, I heard a voice the other day.
I don't know if that's the kind of thing you want to do, but I like this voice. Right. No. Everybody's doing the same thing, but I think in sports, especially in the National Football League, it's going to be an opportunity. This is Joe Dickhead.
And I'm the professor.
And we've got the picks for you.
Is this the first week of football? NFL? Fancy Town is a simple place to govern. It basically runs itself, and there aren't many problems. So you wouldn't blame the mayor for getting a little overzealous with his job sometimes. He loves Fancy Town. Okay. Well, that's interesting, man. So, what you're telling me here is
it's fascinating.
Trump slams damning New York Times op-ed as gutless. Senior administration official blasts Trump in op-ed. Did you hear about this? Christ. Senior Trump rips administration opinion. I am part of the resistance. New York Times publishes opinion piece from anonymous senior Trump administration senior official. Woodward's book reportedly spurred Trump to look to replace Mattis. There's a West Wing witch hunt. Roy Moore sues Sacha Baron Cohen for $95 million over Who is America appearance. Levon Bell's agent, Pittsburgh. Oh, I know. I can't tell you how great it is to have this at my fingertips, that I can print anything off the phone. 9-6 Atlanta. That's tomorrow night. Atlanta, Philadelphia. Week one, man. Right? Week one. Jesus H. cries.
Jesus H. cries.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to do this then. Hey, Thunder. Hey, Thunder, what's up, baby? Come on, motherfucker. Don't be telling me. Bullshit. Where are your predictions, man? What's the over-under 45.5 for the Eagles and... The Eagles and Falcons. Yeah, we got no paper. That's a brand new printer. And just to give myself an excuse, it's sort of counterintuitive. It opens from the back, not the front. It has these margins, you know, the paper fits multiple sizes of paper width. However, how many different sizes of paper width are there? You know what I'm saying? We can narrow it into that. When's the last time you used printer paper that's that wide? So, not sure I get it, but I don't care who did it, he got it. I just need a big fucking trash bin here, because we're back. We are back. We're back in black. And we're back with the fucking paper. Paper, 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 man. We got a lot of fucking paper we use in this goddamn show. Trump acts like he's not doing anything wrong. He doesn't understand that, you know, his constant dishonesty, his constant lying to the American people, his constant arrogance as to just exactly what's going on in this country. Like, he did it all. Bullshit. Trump, you're not the king, man. You know, you're not the king. We don't have a king. He thinks that he can lie because it's okay if he lies. This motherfucker makes money off of his office. Any other president of the United States, especially a Democrat, fucking conservatives would be screaming their guts loose, but ouch. What's up, Thunder? Dean Wheeler, I think, is going to be exciting. What could we have Dean doing? As many of you know, I reworked the classic Go With It from Dirty Harry, gave it new lyrics, handed it to my wife. She took it well. It was pretty horrible. Yeah, we never did get a follow-up from Dean Wheeler on yard work at General Shaw's house. Oh, my God. All right, man. Open up, Jack. Oh, shit. True crime. Spike's Car Radio. Where's the goddamn football podcast thing, man? Yeah. Let me see. What's time we got here? 29 minutes. Sammy, where you at, man? Where you at, Sammy? Where you at, Sammy? Spike's Car Radio. Spike's Car Radio. There it is. If you like this show, and I trust you do, if you need... If you like this show, and I trust you do, you need to listen to Spike's Car Radio. Join writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston.